News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We continue here with the El Paso History Radio Show, Hour 2. And we start with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And our History Moment today is about forming a sheriff's posse in El Paso in the 1930s.
Keepers of the Old West Traditions. November 13th, 1936. Sheriff Chris P. Fox invited El Pasoans to form the El Paso County Sheriff's Posse, the second of its kind in the nation. Their first official act was to escort and protect the Sun Carnival Queen during Sun Carnival events. From then on, the Sheriff's Posse became a fixture on the scene in El Paso. When Continental Airlines celebrated the opening of its new airport terminal, the posse was there, on horseback greeting the then-new DC-3s on the runway and riding their mounts to the terminal building to greet astonished passengers. Upon his arrival in El Paso, President Kennedy was greeted with Western flair by mounted possemen complete with their sidearms, much to the dismay of the Secret Service. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Dun, 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 dun. Your cue.
It's my cue. The El Paso History Alliance is on Facebook, and it has more than 50,000 followers. You got to check it out. And also Bernie Sargent. You can call him, not right now, but later on today, if you have questions, and you can reach him at 581-7920 regarding any kind of history or the Alliance.
He's in the middle of all
that. He's in the middle of it. Yeah, I know. He's getting in trouble all the time. And let's not forget about another troublemaker. That's Barbara Given-Bainey.
BGB.
That's right. She's the operator of the great Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When. Go there for archive pictures galore, and they're way above 33,000 members now. And do remember, anything you borrow off their picture-wise or sharing a story, let them, you know, give people the credit,
sure.
And then I can also go and find the place themselves and go visit and get
they
part
have
of it.
So many pictures. It's amazing on there. And also, moderator Craig Hayes and BGB, we mentioned already, Barbara Given-Bainey is the owner and admin. Ken Weiss, Paul Louis, and Bernie Sargent is a guy here doing administration things for them. So, all right, we're back into the Concordia. Patricia, how are things at the cemetery?
Oh, they're just wonderful at the cemetery. We actually have all kinds of fall plants blooming, and we have beautiful vegetation. We've just finished all the landscaping. It's just so quiet and peaceful to visit.
Can we go there?
Yes, it's open. Yes, you can go there. You can go and walk around and visit loved ones, and there's no problem there.
You just can't have a walk through history with 300 people like you have been.
Yes, yeah. We just can't do that, right. Yes, just remember the hours are 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We're in our fall and winter hours now.
All right, we have our next guest. You want to introduce our next guest?
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure which one it is.
I've invited the most elite, accomplished seamstress and hat maker in all the Southwest to visit with us. Her name is Lucy Van Patten.
She's on the radio now with us. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, Lucy, I need a hat fixed up. Could you do that for me?
Oh, absolutely. Come into the shop, and we'll talk about trimmings, and we'll put it together for you.
Now, you're part of the woodwork there, or shall we say groundwork, at Concordia? Lucy?
I'm sorry?
Are you part of the groundwork, shall we say, at Concordia Cemetery?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I've been there since 1948.
48. Okay. So what is your story? Because I don't know your story in relation to El Paso history. How do you intertwine with the city's history?
Well, my husband and I arrived here on May 6, 1887, and we came in on the mule car, which was, as the name suggests, a trolley car pulled by a mule.
Oh.
At the end of the line, we got off and just looked around. And we had done some investigating into El Paso and knowing that they needed my services. The very next day after we came in, we rented that block, the Steely block right there, and that stands where now the main post office stands.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I opened Miss Lucy's exclusive millinery and dress shop.
Now, how'd that work out?
It worked out pretty darn well. They used to say that we made money hand over fist here in El Paso. We were open between 1887 and 1900. It was fully carpeted, and we furnished the store with 7 sewing machines, and I had hired 22 assistants to help me.
Wow.
So yeah, you were doing business from far away, Chicago and New York, weren't you?
Well, we actually came in from Austin. We were late of Austin when we arrived in El Paso.
But your customers, where were they? All over the country?
Yeah, and my finery came from Paris, France. Mm-hmm. I ordered, feathers and trims from there.
Well, the trains made all that possible. You could get stuff shipped in. It's not like today, where Amazon delivers it this afternoon, not quite. But
right,
ours
was through Wells Fargo, actually.
Okay.
And we had things shipped in with them.
Well, how come you came on a mule cart if there were trains available?
Well, when we actually got into the city, that was the way. And in fact, that mule car was the only, at that time, international travel, because that went over to Juarez and back. What was to be Juarez. It wasn't quite named that at the time.
No, it was Paso del Norte back then. What was
right.
Melissa, you had a question?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, you finish this up because I was asking you a question about some of our well-known customers.
Well, okay.
I need to drop some names.
Please do.
Mrs. McGoffin shopped with me. Mrs. W.J. Fuel. Mrs. Judge Dean. Mrs. Haas, and then we completely outfitted the wedding of Mrs. A.P. Cole, and that was quite a big affair that they held over at the Methodist Church where the El Paso National Bank is now. That was where the church was.
What was life like? You're talking about the 1890s, basically, I think.
Right, 1887 is when we arrived.
So what was life like in El Paso?
Well, it was up and coming. The streets were kind of a gravel yet, so you could hear the carriages and such and the horses go by, kind of a crunching sound. And there were only 5 houses on Myrtle Avenue at that time, and there was a sawmill on the site of the W.T. Grant Company.
Do you know who Myrtle was?
No, I don't.
O.T. Bassett's wife.
Okay.
That's how
All
I remember
right.
it.
Well, I probably dealt with her.
Oh, you had to, because that's how I caught in there you're talking. Well, what else can you tell us about the town? I mean, you got the train whistles coming through what is now, I guess it's Main Street, or the street on the north side of the San Jacinto Plaza. That's where the trains came through. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. Well, my shop was, like I said, was on Mills.
A block off,
at
yeah.
that time, it was called St. Louis Street.
Okay, that's a block off, parallel block off of there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, it was, it was pretty bustling. My shop was bustling with ladies. And, just imagine the plumes flying and the lace and the ribbon. And we could turn out a dress in a day. So we were quite busy. And around town, there were a lot of occasions you could, dress up to that you needed the fancy dresses and fancy hats. There were grand balls and church doings. And that we had an opera house called the Maillard Opera House. It was later on that year, it was damaged by fire, but then they rebuilt it. So,
and we're talking with Lucy Van Patten from the 1890s of El Paso. And through the magic of Concordia Cemetery and their walk through history, we're doing this on the radio like it was real. Oh, it is real. Oh,
it is.
Of course it's real.
Yeah, we're alive.
Yeah, because I hear Lucy talking here. And you're probably not used to these electronic things like telephones, but we appreciate you indulging us with this story. What else do we need to know about your life, and how did you end up in Concordia?
Well, we stayed in El Paso the whole time after we arrived here because we made a lot of money here. Our home was over on Wyoming Street, 717 Wyoming Street. My husband and I, and we had three children during that time, Edna, Hazel, and Oliver. And, I was 89 when I passed away, and placed in Concordia. So, and that was in 1948.
Do you remember your funeral?
No.
Okay. If you said yes, I'm going to say, how did you do that? But no, in the meantime.
She was present. She was a guest of honor.
Guest of honor, this is true. But Lucy Van Patten, that's not somebody that you hear about a whole lot because you were not a gunfighter.
No, not a gunfighter. But I outfitted probably all the wives or girlfriends of the gunfighters and probably some of the ladies over on Utah Street, too.
Oh, yeah,
they came in the back door.
Well, yeah, but so did you make anything for Beulah Moreau's?
Well, I'm sure she
I probably
did. Course,
I don't remember
clothes,
her name offhand, but I'm sure I was the exclusive dressmaker.
We can reach into history here and ask Beulah herself. Well, Beulah, you got some hats made?
Oh, absolutely. She made the most marvelous hats, and I had to have a new hat for every occasion because I love to spend my poor old husband's money. That was Martin Moreau's, of course.
It's amazing to hear you guys do this. And here's the other thing people should realize. These reenactor people, they've got all the clothing and the guns, and that's not a cheap hobby, is it, Melissa?
It isn't, and it's not it's easy, but it's not. You have to do a lot of research to really present a good character.
If you can do it right.
But the people that love to do it do such a fantastic job. You don't get any of the idea here on the radio as much as it is when you're out there and you see them in costume and the effect. It's just so much more entertaining.
Well,
I mean, not that you're not entertaining, guys, but...
But Lucy, on the radio, it's difficult. Yeah. But Lucy Van Patten, that's a part of the Six Guns crowd, yes?
I am. Yes, that's correct.
Yes, she is.
And so what do you do for Six Guns?
Whatever they tell me to do.
Okay.
I play some parts there. I don't have a particular person that I always play, but I enjoy doing what I do.
Fair enough. Well, at this point, maybe we should come out of character and find out who you really are. Do you have a real name?
I do have a real name. I'm Karen Thomas.
Karen Thomas! I knew it! I could have guessed that. And Beulah Moreau's is over there. That's really Patricia McKinney. Not McKinney, but whatever.
McDonald's McKinney.
You just made her Irish.
You could be whoever you want to be, Patricia. But no, the thing is, it's an interesting thing you guys do. And so, Lucy, shall we say Karen, why do you do this reenactment stuff?
Well, number one, I love the costumes. I actually make costumes and hats myself. So when I discovered Lucy, I just said perfect fit, and I love doing her. So I enjoyed making all those things myself. And when I got hooked up with the crew at Six Guns and Shady Ladies, I just knew I'd found my niche.
Okay. But the Concordia thing is just another thing you do in amongst all this reenactment.
Right. So I love having my booth there, and I deck it out with the hats that I've actually made and try to make it real colorful and pretty with lots of feathers and fun stuff. And then I go be with Six Guns for a little while, and then I come back to my booth.
And also,
I've been doing it. I think this would be my fourth year.
Okay,
something
but
like that.
People want to see some of your costumes and stuff, you're on Facebook, are you not?
I am, Karen Elise Thomas.
And so people can go look at your, I see you on there quite a bit, wearing something new, and you end up over in Arizona a whole lot.
Yeah, she does steampunk, too.
Oh,
well, I do steampunk. Actually, I started with steampunk and then got into the historical reenactments, so yeah, I enjoy both.
You're ready for everything.
Yeah.
Well, and the one thing I think that's so cool about being an Old West reenactor, a lot of people do that for fun and such, with the gunfights and such. But not all of them go out and continue to be their own little historians.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a great benefit from that, because then people get to learn more about history than just the old gunfights. You know, you have fun, you educate people, children. It's a lot of fun.
It is indeed. Yeah. And Patricia Kidney's one of those as well, who can be a lot of different women when she feels like it.
That's true. That is true.
And Patricia, we said you're going to make it to Pepe's today?
Yes.
Fair enough. I think I'll be out there today as well. Well, I tell you what, Karen Thomas, Lucy Van Patten, whoever you are, you're both invited. You and Karen and Lucy are both invited to Pepe's today if you can make it.
Thank you.
6761 Donovan. We're going to take a break, and we may say goodbye to you at this point, Karen, because we've got a whole bunch of other stuff to do in these next two breaks. And we're going to come back after Patricia. We have another participant coming up at the bottom of the hour, right?
Yes, we do.
And who was that?
That is Lady Flo.
Florida J.
Oh, she's
Wolf.
A firecracker.
Oh, she's going to be fun. Well, Karen, thanks for being with us this morning, and thanks for being Lucy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you take
Thank
her
you.
Easy. Bye-bye. We'll see you again.
Bye.
And in the meantime, we're going to take a break here and come back, and people can call us if they feel like. And on Facebook, how many people have, we've had over 10,000 people.
Over 10,000 people were interested in this show today. So,
look
yay!
At that, 10,476 on our page called El Paso History Radio Show. And if you don't know about it, take a look at it. Facebook
right.
is free.
All the way to Greece.
Greece. Well, we got people in Pennsylvania, Greece, your friends in California, there's some in Arizona. We're getting around the planet here a little bit. And if they want to call us, they can use the 915 area code to get to
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays starting Monday, October 19th at 4 on News Radio 690 KTSM for the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show focused on what the news means for you. Election season is already reaching a fever pitch, and we'll have all the latest updates and developments as we get closer to Election Day and beyond. Follow us on Facebook or call in during the show. So join me for Talk El Paso live weekdays starting Monday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
After COVID, can President Trump make a comeback? Greg Kelly says he can, big time. Every weeknight, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax TV telling the truth about Trump. Watch Greg Kelly tonight with top political insiders like Dick Morris, Ben Stein, Sean Spicer, and more. Last month, almost 10 million people tuned into Newsmax TV, America's new cable news channel. Find it on all major cable systems. Just check your cable guide. Or watch Newsmax TV free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and even smart TVs like Samsung and LG. So watch Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll. Let us know whether you want President Trump or Joe Biden. It takes seconds to vote. Just text BIRD to 39747. That's BIRD to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch for results on Newsmax TV. So text BIRD to 39747 to vote now.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips
with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate Advanced, the number one urologist recommended prostate supplement. Try a full 30-day bottle free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-485-6152. 1-800-485-6152. 1-800-485-6152.
After COVID, can President Trump make a comeback? Greg Kelly says he can win big time. Every weeknight on Newsmax TV, Greg Kelly tells the truth about Trump. Greg speaks with insiders Dick Morris, Ben Stein, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or see it free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and TVs like Samsung and LG. Watch Greg Kelly tonight on Newsmax TV. Everyone is tuning into Newsmax TV.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
That would be me. I'll tell you, next week, October 24th, 2020, we tour the museum on the campus of El Paso High School and hear the history of El Paso's first high school, El Paso High School. It's the only museum I know of in any area high school, and we hear about it from El Paso High School alumni president Amada Flores and a cast of thousands. Well, maybe two more. But anyway, October 31st, Halloween, we're going to do a number here. Halloween is it's a full moon, it's a Saturday. And we're going to do a show that morning about the ghost stories of El Paso.
Ooh.
We're going to have J.R. Calamia and his psychic wife, Lady D. Diana Calamia. J.R. was on some of these adventures we video recorded, but yeah. Diana was on all of them. And so they moved out of town. We're going to call in and talk about that, because we're also going to have the screenings going on with the county on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night that weekend. So it's an interesting, bizarre cast of photographers. You were one of them for a while. Bernie was involved in some of this stuff. And the outcome was four DVDs called Ghost Stories of El Paso. We're going to play two of them. We'll talk about Play two of them that weekend. All right, November 7th, the Trost Society President Bernie Sargent, our guest reporter. We hope he's going to get to tour the Paso del Norte Hotel, because they didn't. The grand opening has gone away. But we'll talk about what's going to happen there. And also, second hour, Bernie goes A to Z again. You know, some people go postal.
Yeah, but Bernie
goes A to Z. A history of El Paso, and I've asked him to maybe talk about the Civil War, which is a stupid name for a conflict that killed a lot of people. Anyway, November 14th, Felipe Solis and Zuhl Bailey. Now, this is going to be a bit unusual.
That'll be fun.
Well, we're going to have them both on the phone. But we're going to play some of his music off a CD, so it sounds really good.
Cool.
So, as opposed to trying to play it over the phone.
Yeah,
because we can't have guests in here, but we can take their CDs and we'll deal with things that way. So that's what I got. What do you got?
Okay. I wanted to tell everybody the American Pickers TV show on History Channel is planning on coming to Texas again. And coming, I guess, in November. And they would like to hear from anyone who has a different collection or item they'd like to have seen on TV. They might come visit you and who knows what. The number to reach them is 1-855-OLD-RUST.
OLDRUST?
Right, yeah. Or you can also email the American Pickers at Cineflix.com. So I would like to see. I know we do have one person that's going to be possibly.
Well, they've talked to him already in El Paso.
Yeah, that's a possible. And who knows? Maybe we got some weird people out there, but give them a call.
You got a weird collection of stuff? Ring them up, because they like weird collections of stuff.
Yeah, mine's not. I have a collection I'd like them to look at, but not the way they like to look at stuff. Mine's too neat.
You know who they are, what they do.
Yeah.
All right, Patricia, we got about 2 minutes here before we go to our next break. And we'll get Lady Flo on after the next break. But Patricia, talk about being a reenactor. Talk about Concordia. Why do you do this?
Well, I do this because I love history, and I've had the opportunity to visit a lot of historical places throughout Texas and the Southwest, and I just felt that calling to help Concordia. Leon Metz was the one who reached my heart back in 1992, and I first portrayed people in the walkthrough history. And as I got into it, I realized the Concordia history's preservation is my calling in life. I really feel this has been laid on my heart to do. And one method I've chosen to promote it is through the vignettes, the storytelling. It encourages people to learn more and to visit the cemetery.
It's an interesting cemetery because it is so historic, but the way you guys have been running it, I mean, not everybody in the world understands, they go out to the cemetery and party, and they party on behalf of the people who are there, and they have actors portraying the people who were there at their gravesite. And when I first heard about that, I said, what kind of nuts is this? And it turns out it's to be a pretty good idea to tell history.
Yes, it is. We've been doing this almost 20 years.
Oh, my.
I started at the second one in 1992. And we portray all aspects of El Paso's cultural community. Sometimes, you know, if you want to portray or talk about it, contact me. We'll figure out a way to make it work for you. We really do share the entire community's historical and cultural history.
You want to throw your phone number out there, 915-something?
Sure. Yes, 915-591-2326.
Very good, Patricia Kidney. And we're going to take a break and come back, and we'll ask you to introduce our last participant for the virtual walkthrough history coming up here on the radio. And we'll do that right after the break. And we got the Facebook page. You can talk to us on.
That's right.
EP,
whatever. El Paso History Radio Show. And you can also call us if you'd like at 915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're here with Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, who's running for 383rd District Court Judge. Her reputation as a family court judge is one of fairness, compassion, and integrity. Judge Phyllis, you love your job, don't you?
I do. You know, when I was just a lawyer working at the AG's office, when I was a lawyer working at the U.S. Attorney's office, I loved what I was doing.
How do you see your role as a family court judge?
The 383rd District Court is a family court. I'm not going to make a ruling hastily. I will give you every opportunity to work it out. If you need resources, let's get them to you. Let's see what we can do to help you, because ultimately it's helping the family. If I can help just to make families stronger, then we're making our community stronger. We're making El Paso stronger.
Vote for Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez for 383rd District Court Judge and bring fairness, compassion, and integrity to family court in El Paso.
I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-508-7889 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-508-7889 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The free iHeartRadio app has the largest selection of spooky podcasts on the planet to set the mood for Halloween. Open the app, tap podcasts, and tap spooky to find The Piketon Massacre, Lore, Paper Ghosts, The No Sleep Podcast, Haunted Places, Hell and Gone, and dozens more. We did all the work. Just hit play and have a howling good time. All the spooky podcasts right at your fingertips. iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
In an hour-long interview, the new CEO of El Paso Electric talks about growing up the daughter of a coal miner from West Virginia, moving her family to Jamaica, and power in the metro area and her ambitions for the power company.
That's all in the Inc. Also, why the city is using federal funds to purchase more properties amid a resurgence of the coronavirus.
A locally owned wholesale grocery is expanding to another busy part of town and looking forward to getting to know its neighbors better.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Music. There you go. Tomorrow night on ABC 7, the race for mayor is heating up, and ABC 7 Extra is having a debate. Oscar Leeser, DeMargo, Veronica Carbajal, and Carlos Gallinar.
Oops, sorry about that. To join host Saul Tynes to debate the issues. The mayoral debate Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra after the news.
See how they all stack out on the history of El Paso. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I was looking at what you're reading, and I kind of got lost. Sorry about
that. Okay, it's fun to listen to.
I want to find out.
We need to go back to Concordia Cemetery because we haven't gotten enough of Concordia Cemetery.
That's right, never enough.
And we reintroduce Patricia Kidney, the lady who is the president of the Concordia Heritage Association. Did I get that right?
That's right.
That's who you be. Okay, now, in your virtual walkthrough history we're doing today, because you can't do it on site, normally on a day like this, you'd be out there getting dust all over you, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would be out there riding the hayride. I would be telling the story of John Wesley Hardin. I would be visiting all of the different storytellers and promoting them, and of course watching the gunfights of Six Guns and Shady Lee.
Don't forget just having an argument with your boyfriend John Wesley Hardin.
Oh yes,
we have a marvelous lover spat that will absolutely peel the paint off the walls.
Oh my goodness. Indeed, and that's a Concordia Cemetery on a regular year, but there's nothing regular about 2020. I hope 2021 gets a little better. We'll see when that happens. Now, who do you have coming in with you this half hour?
Well, for our final storyteller, I'm really proud to introduce the royalty of Concordia Cemetery. She was indeed very close. She was the wife of a lord. So, therefore, I want to introduce Lady Flo.
Morning, Lady Flo. How are you?
Good morning.
What's new with you?
Not much. It's a beautiful day today. How about you?
Well, we're good, great. But you're the one who's dead in the cemetery, right?
Yeah, you got to tell us your story. Why you were a lady? Are you from England?
Well, let me give you a little bit of my background.
Please.
And then I'll share that with you, okay? So I was born Florida Wolf. My family is from Illinois. My mother's name was Nancy, and she was born in Indiana. My father came from the South in Virginia, and I was born in Salem, Illinois, and excuse me, in 1860. And then we have a question mark. If you went out to the cemetery, and I am buried in the Negro section of Concordia, you will note that, and I believe, and Patricia will correct me, I'm the only one with a headstone where my birth year is a question mark, because of course in the old days, you know, we didn't keep track of the Negroes as we did with the others. So it's 1865 or 1867, or we can go in the middle and say 1866.
Take an average. Yeah.
Yes. So I was very fortunate. My family was middle class, rather than poor. I attended a nursing school, and after nursing school, I went to Kansas and worked for Governor Kennedy, attending his family and his children. He had a cousin who had been transferred to Chihuahua, Mexico, as the U.S. consul there. And upon receiving his orders from the government, he asked his cousin, Kennedy, if I might go along with him. And so Governor Kennedy asked if I would like that. And, of course, what an opportunity for anyone, much less a little Negro girl. And I said, absolutely. So that was how I got from Kansas to, at that time, El Paso, and then into Chihuahua when everything was prepared for the consulate.
Well, question, what year would that have been roughly, in 1870s or 80s?
It was 1880, between 1882 and 1884 that this all happened.
Okay, so you came by train, most likely.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, keep going.
And then in 1886, while I was working, of course, as a governess, which we call it now, the governess of the council's children, he came home one day, and of course, we lived in the diplomatic section or area of Chihuahua. And he came home and he said, you know, there's a gentleman, his name is Lord Beresford, and he was on his way further into Chihuahua to purchase land, but he's ill. Would you mind going over and taking care of him? And so that was how I met Lord Beresford. Lord Beresford is from the royal family of the Marquis Beresford family in Waterford, Ireland. He was the black sheep of the family. These are the stories that he would tell me as I went over every morning to take care of him.
And that's why you were attracted, right? He's a black sheep.
Yes, he was a black, similar to Prince Harry pre-Meghan, okay? And so because of that, you know, even back then, when royals acted up, they tried to do something with him. And so what his family did was they gave him some money, and he left Ireland and moved to Alberta, Canada, where he started purchasing land and cattle as his thing to do. He had heard via President Porfirio Diaz that, President Diaz was looking for U.S. and Europeans to come into Mexico because of the land that was available and really because of the cheapness of the land that was there. And Lord Beresford had decided to leave Canada and search for more land in Mexico. So we met in 1886 when I was taking care of him. One day I came home and went over to his place, and he was gone. No goodbye, no nothing, okay? So I continued my life as, you know, the governess of the council's children. And one day I was coming back from the grocery store and was getting ready to walk up the stairs and looked up, and there he was, Lord Beresford. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I came back for you.
Oh, boy.
Well, you can imagine.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Shock.
We're at the shock, yes. Oh, that's very good. So I go upstairs, and I said, well, what? And he said, yes, I came to talk to the council to let him know that I want you to come with me. And so we did. Of course, the council, you know, was also shocked. How was he going to call, you know, the states and let them know that he needed a new governess because his governess had taken off with a lord, an English lord at that.
Getting interesting. It's getting interesting. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So what he had done in the time that I did not hear from him was he had gone, as he had always planned, to northern Chihuahua. This was in the shadows of the Sierra Madre, and he had purchased 100,000 acres of land there. And he called the ranch Rancho Los Ojitos, which is Ranch of the Little Eyes. And that's where I went with him. We worked the land. The vaqueros that we hired were like family. Actually, I have a bit of a financial acumen, and so many times it was myself and the vaqueros. As you know, Irish whiskey is probably some of the best in the world.
And, okay, yeah.
And
okay.
Lord Beresford would sit on the porch and watch us, let me put it that way. But he was a loving man. And we lived there rather than, say, you know, purchasing the land and coming to El Paso to live, because at that time it was illegal for us even to cohabitate, much less, you know, think of anything else.
And basically because of the color of your skin.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Basically because of the color of your skin.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, wonderful. Cheesy peasy. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yes. And so we would come into El Paso to do shopping, and we were quite the philanthropists. We would have parties at our house, and the chief of police of El Paso and the chief of the fire station would come, and, you know, the mayor, and President Diaz would come also. I mean, you know. And so, although we were not married, and although we were very different, Lord Beresford loved me, and he was the one, back to answering your question at the beginning, who gave me the same title as he would have any other woman he was with, and that was Lady. So that's how I went from Florida Wolf to Lady Flo.
Wow, Florida J. Wolf. And how did the people of El Paso react to you?
Because we could not be together, he would come over with his people, and I would come over, say, with one of the vaqueros' wives to do our shopping. So we were never together except for, to specifically answer your question, one day I was coming out of the White House. Do you remember the White House that used to be downtown? I want to say San Antonio and Mesa, but
yeah.
I'm not sure anymore. That was the popular.
Things have changed so much.
That was the popular.
Oh, I'm sorry, the popular.
There you go.
Very good. I just remember, because I was so shocked, back to your point, I was shocked when I walked out of the department store. He was walking up the street. He was asking me, you know, what time I was going to go back and whatever. A policeman came by, saw us together, and arrested Lord Beresford.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Bad stuff then.
So I immediately looked at the young woman I was with, and we went back to Juarez. And as the policeman walked Lord Beresford through the police station to take account of what he had been doing out on the street, I assume, the chief saw him walk by his window. So the chief got up and, of course, shook his hand. He'd been to our house many times. And he said, "What are you doing here?" And the young policeman said, "I arrested him because he was talking to, you know, this black woman." Or Negro, I should say.
Back okay. then, yes. You.
And, mm-hmm. and yeah. And the chief said, "May I talk to you?" And he brought the young policeman into his office, and he said, "That man probably pays your salary, you know, and we need to release him, okay?" And so they did. I, on the other hand, was at home, and telling everyone, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but we need to, you know, make sure that we're together, et cetera, et cetera. And he walked in the door that evening, and I said, "Oh, my God, they let you go." And he said, "Well, you know, there is many times it's who you are." And, yes, so he let me go.
Mm.
And so we continued on again. Every time when we came to El Paso, always separate. Always.
Well, you're going to have to, and you went back to Juarez at the time, I guess, Paso del Norte. I can't remember what's the 1880. No, maybe, it was Juarez already. And so, but the point is, you went back home, and at some point, we got to take a break here. At some point, you ended up in Concordia. You got to dial up Concordia for us after the break, Lady Flo. Is that okay?
You got it.
Lady Flo.
We're almost there.
Florida J. Wolf. We'll put her in Concordia after the break. Shall we do that now?
We shall do that.
Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk starting October 19th at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live weekdays at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year small businesses had to rethink everything. And if you're running a small business, you need advertising built for this moment, like iHeartAdBuilder.com, the place where you can create a radio ad that's affordable, customizable, and you can do it all from your phone. Just log on to iHeartAdBuilder.com, answer a few questions, and we'll get your ad on the air. Now you can have radio that moves as fast as you need to. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Maybe the IRS isn't on your side, but Cloud Tax Team is. Cloud Tax Team makes it their mission to help Americans nationwide deal with the aggressive collection policies of both state and federal agencies. From your cell, dial #250 and say Cloud Tax Team. That's #250 from your cell, say Cloud Tax Team.
Man, these campaign ads are brutal.
Too many, huh?
Way too many. They just don't stop. I'll work with anyone. That's a bunch of bull.
Yep, I see him too.
Yeah, and did you know Social Torres Small's first vote in Congress was Nancy Pelosi for Speaker?
Wait, first vote?
Well, it makes sense. Social Torres Small votes with Pelosi 95% of the time.
95% with Pelosi? Holy.
Oh, yeah. And Torres Small votes 97% of the time with anti-oil and gas extremists.
Yeah, there goes your job.
And yours. And the kicker? The NRA gave Social Torres Small a D rating. She's bad on guns.
So Social Torres Small's bad on guns with the anti-oil and gas extremist and votes with Pelosi?
I'm telling you, her ads are full of bull.
Makes it pretty easy to vote no on Social Torres Small.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got to tell you about this new radio show coming up Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock, and that's going to be with Andrew J. Polk. Andrew J. Polk, what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to be expanding Talk El Paso, going daily Monday through Friday, as you said, 4 to 5 p.m., right here on News Radio 690 KTSM to bring more focus, better discussion, and just more content to the local everything affecting us here, because there's a lot. We're in election season, but even beyond that, there's always something going on that people deserve to have a chance to talk about, and we will definitely be taking calls during those shows as well, right here at that same phone number.
We don't have any history on talk radio in El Paso. It was probably 13, 14 years ago that there was a regular Monday through Friday English talk show. With Greg Frymuth and the other station, they had Strelzin. But you're not getting rid of Mark Levin. You're moving him by an hour. The entire show of Mark Levin will air.
So don't panic for those Mark Levin lovers.
Mark will still be around. All right, Andrew J. Polk on Monday at 4 o'clock to 5. We'll see you on the radio with Talk El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Very
good. Listen to him. He's good.
Thank you much. And you got a quick announcement about the Ladies Club?
I want to remind everybody, I'm heading over here afterwards. I'm taking Bernie with me. And we're going to be at the rummage sale at the Women's Club of El Paso. That's 1400 Mesa Street, and that's right at the corner of Mesa Street and Rivers across from Cathedral High School. Come on, there's great stuff there. And if you can't make it today, tomorrow's the half-day sale, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so
all right,
come on out.
We got to put Lady Flo into Concordia. We got her all the way into the party mode in El Paso. How did you get from the party mode? You got about a minute to get yourself into Concordia.
Oh, okay. My husband passed away in 1906. I had a big thing with their family, the royal family. I moved to El Paso and lived in the Second Ward. I attended the Baptist church there. In 1913, I fell with tuberculosis.
Oh.
And at that time, there was no cure for it. And so I was taken care of by Dr. Nixon, who was a very prominent black doctor at the time. And when I passed away, I was laid to rest in the Negro section of Concordia.
And that's how you got to Concordia?
That's how I got to Concordia.
And Patricia Kidney, who is this woman really? Reveal this woman.
This woman is Patricia Wickham.
Ah, for real. Patricia, yes. You're a UTEP person?
Yes, I teach business courses there and a variety of other universities and also businesses. After 40 years of being in corporate management globally.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So you're one of those experienced professors. As opposed to just, you're an experienced professor, not just book learning.
Oh, no.
You practice what you preach.
I was going to share that. Normally they say if you can't do teach. Mine was the opposite. I had universities asking me to teach my implementation of, at that time, just-in-time manufacturing. It started off in Europe. And then from there, speaking at different conferences in South Africa and Australia and New Zealand.
Look at you.
Literally globally
and
about
she's
that implementation.
And when you feel like it, you turn back into Lady Flo.
I do. She's still very much like me.
That is so cool.
What a release, huh?
Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And if you or if Patricia Wickham or Lady Flo can make it out to Pepe's, I'll buy you lunch today.
Oh, that's very kind, but I won't be able to make it today.
I'm going out there. Patricia, we're going to see you out there.
Absolutely.
And Take care.
And if you want to talk some more, thank you, Lady Flo. And if anyone talks some more about this whole thing, we'll be out there at Pepe's in a little bit and catch up with you. Melissa, let's come back next week.
Let's come back here and do it again.
Andrew J. Polk, thank you in the control room. See you on the radio Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.